Tony was living the life of a king. His speakeasy was the hottest club in town, with its loud music and high-quality hooch. He brought in more than enough to keep the entertainers happy, while keeping the coppers' pockets full to ensure their eyes stayed looking the other way. And whatever was left over, which was more than any honest man deserved, went straight to Tony. And whatever went to Tony ended up making its way back to Isabella, the showgirl that always brought the house down. She was the cat's pajamas, all right, but more than that, she had it. And she had it in spades.
Isabella looked through the crowd, taking in their applause. All those boys, splificated on the giggle water, no doubt, but peepers stuck on her all the same. It was a thrill to be the center of attention, but there were only two eyes she cared about.
Tony didn't mind all the other men at the club staring at his girl because he knew that's exactly what she was, his girl.
It wasn't until she made it into her dressing room that she realized how much the performance could take it out of her. She was as spent as a 20-year-old nickel. She wasn't sure how she was going to muster up the zip she needed to go out for her midnight set, no matter how loud the crowd shouted her name. The voice on the other end was all she needed for that extra pep in her step.
On the stage, Tony had to share her, but in the dressing room, she was all his. He took her in that showgirl outfit, the makeup exaggerated and close-up, but beautiful all the same, accentuating all her perfect features. His eyes moved from her eyes down to her gams, taking everything in between. She seemed almost too perfect, but she was the genuine real deal.
His compliments sent a shiver down her spine, as did his gaze all over her body. She walked into the room exhausted, but now she was ready to give him a personal one-on-one show, whatever he asked for. A little false modesty could go a long way.
She was right, of course. The tunes were the same as were the dance moves, but somehow it always felt brand new. Every time he watched her do it, he leaned forward and kissed her long and hard on the mouth.
The blood rushed out of her head, and she felt just a little bit dizzy, the same way she always felt when he kissed her.
He knew he should make his way back to the hall to keep an eye on things, on the off chance that the bulls came by asking for another bribe. But the club would be fine without him for a few minutes.
He put his hand on hers. She knew what that meant. It's what he did whenever he wanted to stick around with her for more than just a simple hello. A smile forced its way across her face as her heart skipped a beat.
Or maybe more than a few minutes.
When the most powerful gangster in the city wants you to hang around for a bit, you don't tell him no. And when he tells you to come join him on the couch, you hop up and do it. Of course, she'd join him, whether or not she had a choice in the matter.
She lay down on top of him, and he could feel her whole body against him. There wasn't any hurry as he kissed her and watched the smile form on her face.
His arms around her body felt comfortable, safe. At anyone else's gin joint, performing on stage in front of all these souses would leave her with the heebie-jeebies, but not in Tony's club. Here, if anyone dared even look at her the wrong way, he'd make sure they never looked at anyone anyway. There wasn't anywhere safer than here.
She melted into him as his arms held her close. It was a tough life having his job, having to look after all the things that he did, all the while watching his back. But she, she made it all worthwhile.
Though he made her feel safe, that wasn't what she liked about him. What she liked about him was that he made her feel alive.
He loved when she played helpless. She wasn't, of course. If someone paid her even a penny less than what she demanded, she'd fight as hard as any of them in Tony's gang. When the two of them were alone, though, she'd put down her guard and act like a defenseless kitten.
She started with his mouth and moved down to his neck, letting each kiss linger as long as she could stand it. All the while, he let out those soft, masculine sighs that she loved so much. She could feel his tumescence against her as her mouth lingered further and further south.
She wasn't talking about money. She was asking permission.
That wasn't what she wanted to hear. He was teasing her. She knew he wanted her. He was just going to make her beg for it. She was going to need to make him want it just as bad.
He could play her game. She stood there in front of him as he watched the dress fall to the floor, revealing her beautiful curves in all their glory.
She listened to the music in the background and did a seductive dance for him, locking eyes with his and daring him to look away. She smiled, knowing his resolve was weakening.
He thought he was the one in control, but she'd turned the tables on him. All he had to do was say the word. She'd be on him like a fresh coat of paint. But he wasn't going to give in that easily.
Isabella unclipped the back of her brassiere, but kept herself covered. She could almost see the steam of desire escaping from out of Tony's ears. He'd be putty in her hands in a matter of seconds.
She was teasing him now, taunting him with her beauty. He was only human.
Those were the words she'd been waiting for. She leaned in front of him and kissed him long on the mouth, letting the electricity sizzle through her body.
The brassiere fell to the floor, and Tony's hands went straight to her breasts, cupping them as she unbuttoned his shirt. When her hands moved down to his pants, he was ready to explode.
And so was Isabella. She pulled his pants off and laid him down on the couch, sliding off her panties and straddling him, feeling him enter her with indescribable satisfaction.
She lost control on top of him, riding him as hard as she could, her body demanding the sweet release that she wanted from the moment he walked into the room.
He held her close to him, allowing her to take him as deep as she could. Her body shuddered against him.
As she let out an explosive orgasm.
Oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah, go ahead.
Earth-shattering, unbelievable, making her feel like she just slept for 3 days. Words couldn't tell him how it was. She just needed to return the favor.